Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful. How to create a well-being strategy in organization that does not cost an arm and a leg. This is the question that we kept getting after our last episode, where we talked about what, you know, should your organization have a chief well-being officer? What is that going to look like? What is their responsibilities? And how do you create these sort of opportunities? And so this is what we're going to talk about today. And just to recap, I mean, let's be realistic, Ivan. Like, we spend so much time at work, right? As employees in organizations, you know, it's so important for our organizations to start looking at how can we, you know, help the employees to be more productive. How can we enhance the employee experience from a well-being perspective in particular, right? And we know that this is directly correlated with productivity and business growth at the end of the day, right? So, you know, as we enter the next, you know, future of uncertainty, so to say, in this fast-paced business environment, how do we create these strategies and in a way that does not cost an arm and a leg? And we know that, just as a reminder for all of us, that some of the benefits of implementing well-being initiatives in organization is it leads to creativity, right? So a workforce that is working at their best is more creative and innovative. It increases its productivity as well, right? So when people feel stressed out or burnt out, it's very difficult to be productive. So that also helps, right? Retention, because happy and engaged employees are more likely to stay and invest in your organization's growth. And finally, just engagement and experience. So employees that feel supported and whose values are really aligned with organizational values are more engaged and will be loyal to your organization. So Ivan, talk to us a little bit more about how do we do this without costing us a lot of money?
Simple action that doesn't cost much. First of all, look, leadership needs to talk, to walk the talk. And practice, in fact, these good well-being practices that we're talking about. You know what, Elena? Being vulnerable, it doesn't cost anything. Being able to admit when well-being is a struggle. We have certain examples of CEOs in corporations who have been very open about their personal struggles. We have the name of Rand Fishkin, the founder of Moz, one of the most famous SEO online agencies in the world. We have the founder of Buffer that we are using to, in fact, to program all of our social media campaign, Joel Gascoigne. They have been open about what it, how it happened to them that mental well-being was a continuous struggle. They have encouraged practices and the opening of talks around the mental health, which is something that is quite important and quite appropriate for the times that we are living in. Now, offering on-demand mental well-being support. You said it, it is related to the productivity and creativity of corporations. So giving the access to platforms that make it accessible and affordable for companies to provide individual support to employees doesn't cost much. The other thing is, and this is something that should be integrated, is to have the possibility to access coaching apps. Coaching apps subscriptions are relatively low in prices and is something that people need to have in a day-to-day basis. Now, the focus on personal development, creating an opportunity for employees to work on passion projects that are not related to the day-to-day job, is more or less more about reallocation of projects. There are companies allocating 20% of the time to projects that people feels passionate about it. That is not a recurrent job description. It is something that can potentially bring something for the company, but we are not sure, but people are really passionate about it. This is something to be considered. How do you do in order that the people feel empowered, accountable to do, to bring creativity in the workplace and to allocate a certain amount of time exclusively to their passions? Another thing to take into consideration is to encourage discussions around mental health. And it is not about bringing someone that you are going to pay to give a speech about their personal struggle. Your employees want to hear your stories, the stories of your corporation, how, what is really happening in your corporation, what are your personal struggles in terms of mental health. They don't care that there is going to be someone, a life coach, who is going to talk about it. What they care is what is happening in the real life of people, and then they're going to feel empowered enough to start speaking openly in the organization about that. So here, what we are saying is that if we are talking about well-being in corporation, the most necessary resource right now needs to be allocated to personal mental health. It is something that we have learned during these COVID times, that a lot of employees have felt alone, not supported enough. And this is a time to start with the smallest step, that, as you say, doesn't cost an arm and a leg.